Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. Today's show is without a doubt the most important show I will ever do, and one I never thought I would have to do. Certainly not when I wrote my book, Navigating Frailty, did I ever think I would have to do this show. But this show is going to be about the coronavirus, COVID-19, but specifically its impact on seniors, not only in California and Sacramento, but around the nation. It's a show I want to do methodically and carefully, and I hope you will listen, and I hope you will share it with somebody. The virus has been all over the news lately, but you have to look to find its impact on the frail elderly, and it's having an enormous impact on the frail elderly. I'm glad to have you with us. I'm Bob Scrivano. I'm your host. I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. If you know somebody that's older, if you love somebody that's older, if you take care of someone that's older, you probably ought to listen to this show. I've never done a show quite like it. I've struggled all week figuring out what kind of a show I wanted to do. You're going to hear a lot of people talking about investments and the impact on portfolios. I don't care about that. I want to talk about people today. And my voice is shot because I've been talking a lot lately. I've done a bunch of Facebook Lives. I did a webinar the other day. I've done a bunch of other stuff this week, and my voice is shot. And so you'll probably hear me drinking water from time to time. No, I'm doing fine. But I've had to talk more than I usually do, and for longer periods of time. I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But I hope you will listen, and I hope you will pay attention. Because this show is about the issues of aging, but about the impact of what we're going through right now on seniors, the frail elderly, and their families, and how unprepared all of us were, including you, for this. I don't want to say I was completely unprepared because I've been talking about this off and on every flu season. This is not new. It's worse, but it's not new. Nursing homes have had to close before. We've been impacted by bird flu and swine flu and H1N1, whatever that was, and all kinds of things. And every year, nursing homes and the frail elderly are impacted by the flu. I read somewhere the other day that this year alone, so far, 250,000 people in the United States have been hospitalized, and something like 12 or 14,000 people have died from the flu. Not the coronavirus, just the regular flu. So this is really not new, but this is impacting us in ways, and seniors in ways, that nobody ever had to think about. Let me get some stuff out of the way, and then I don't want to repeat it later on because I'm going to talk about documents a lot today, and you'll understand why. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. I don't want to. I'll give you my opinion, and my opinion's usually pretty good. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with this, but I have to tell you I have one. I'm a notary. I have a California legal document assistant license. My license number is 2004-05. It expires on 8/24/20 this year, and then I have to renew it, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction or request. And I'm going to talk about documents a lot today, and you'll understand why as we go along. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be because I don't care about the impact on the market. I care about the impact on people. I'm sorry if your portfolio is down. It will probably come back, but I'm not securities licensed, and this show is not about retirement planning or Social Security. This show today is about the frail elderly and their families and the impact of all of this. What else? Let me tell you how you can get a hold of me, and you should write this down. By the way, you might want to listen to this show with a pencil and paper today. I'm not going to get excited about stuff today. I'm going to try to keep a relatively controlled, some of you know I get excitable sometimes, somber tone about this, because what's happening to the frail elderly is not being reported. It's simply not. And I'm going to give you some examples today that are going to stun you. You can get a hold of me in a couple ways. One is you can call me. You should write it down. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. By the way, I did a webinar this week. How many of you joined me? The webinar was on this subject. You had a chance to learn a ton of stuff. I don't know if I'm going to do another one. Maybe. But I'll certainly be doing more related to this subject. Another way you can contact me is by watching my Facebook page. Last week I did a trilogy, last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I did a trilogy about 30 minutes in each Facebook Live on this issue. And the second one, last Wednesday, you can go there, still on my Facebook page, was just on the impact of the COVID virus and seniors, the frail elderly. You can go to my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/assetsandaging. facebook.com/assetsandaging. On a weekly basis, on a daily basis, that will be one of your best places to get information. Because I will be doing Facebook Live videos on this on my Facebook page. You can follow me. My Facebook page is not a political. I don't care. It's about people. And it's about my people, which are the frail elderly. And I say my people because I've been dealing with this stuff for 30, 35 years. So you can call me, 800-999-8007. You can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/assetsandaging. You can go to my website, Assets and Aging, AssetsAndAging, AssetsAging, assetsandaging.com. I have workshops coming up in April. If I can do them, you can go there and look for my workshops. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to have to cancel them or not, but right now I have workshops scheduled in April. You can look them up online, or you can call me. I would really keep my phone number close, because many of you are going to want to call me, because and you'll understand why as we go along. You can also get a hold of on my webpage, Assets and Aging. You can sign up for my newsletter. It's free. I will keep you in contact via newsletter. My newsletter is free, but you have to sign up for it. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, you should. And you really should listen to this show this week and every other week into the near future, because I am going to be talking about this subject a lot. And a lot means a lot. You're all aware of the virus. We're all aware of the virus. I started telling people on this radio show back in February, early February, January, we should be closing nursing homes. They didn't get closed. Finally, the ACE government of the state of California decided to do that. They should have done it a long time ago. How did I know they should have done that? Because nursing homes close every year just because of the flu. What's the worst disease possible you can get going in a nursing home? Respiratory disease. Many, 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 if not most people in nursing homes die from respiratory illness, pneumonia. So the last thing, pardon me, you ever want going, again, you'll have to forgive my voice. I've been talking a lot this week. That's why I'm trying to talk in a softer voice. So every year nursing homes shut down for a week, 2 weeks, not completely, but they'll shut down and they're careful of who comes to visit, and because of influenza, just normal flu season, which we're in right now. The flu this year has killed a lot of people in the United States. Right now, more people than have died of COVID, the regular flu. More people have been hospitalized because of the regular flu than COVID this year. Next year, this will probably become one of the regular flus. So let's talk about its impact. And I want to start with something that you all probably heard of. If you read, if you pay attention. And let's start with the supposition that the frail elderly are much more susceptible to this than a 20-year-old. I'm not a doctor, don't give medical advice, but I've been an observer for years. And the frail elderly are much more susceptible to this. Most of the people who have died have been people with compromised health. Most of them the frail elderly. And I want to talk about one situation in particular, and that is Kirkland, Washington. Many of you read about the nursing home in Kirkland, Washington. Many of you have read about it. It's not new. It's been around for a while. The news has been around for a while. And you're familiar with that. Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington. Last time I counted, 37 people had died in that nursing home. The majority of deaths in Washington were in that nursing home. We now have a nursing home in New Jersey in which all 94 residents of the nursing home in New Jersey are presumed to be positive for coronavirus. Now, you tell me there's 24 confirmed cases and they assume that the other 74 in the nursing home are presumed to have the coronavirus. You tell me if you think these are isolated events, and then I'll tell you what I think. And I'll tell you why it's important. Why it's important is, let me get to that in a minute. At Kirkland, there have been at least 37 deaths. I haven't checked in the last few days if there are more. And everybody talked about that. It's been talked about for some time now, dating back a week or two weeks ago. Okay, it's not new. It's been around. People have been talking about it. But it's not isolated. Everybody is talking about Kirkland. But did you know that while they were talking about Kirkland, the federal government says there are COVID cases in at least 147 other nursing homes in 27 states, with large clusters and deaths reported in elder living facilities in Louisiana and Florida. Why? A preponderance of seniors in Florida and Louisiana. A lot of people retire to the Sun Belt where it's warm. You haven't seen a lot of cases in Minnesota or North Dakota. My point is what? My point is simple. This is going to continue to impact seniors. It's going to continue to impact their families because let me tell you what's happening. And it's happening all over the country. If not, certainly in California and most other places, every nursing home in California is closed. And when I say closed, I mean closed. I have a good friend whose mother is in a nursing home. She can't get in to see her. Her mother has dementia. She can't get in to see her. They won't let her in to see her mother. And they're not going to let her in to see her mother. A few weeks ago, there was a picture, and I can't tell you where it was. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, because the Wall Street Journal has covered this more than anybody else, as they always do, senior issues. I'm not raising the alarm, folks. I'm going to tell you about how this is really going, what's really going on, and how this is going to play out over a long period of time. In many places, and certainly in California, nursing homes are closed. In California, assisted living facilities are closed. You can't get in to visit mom or dad or grammy or grandpa. The picture I was talking about, I forget where what nursing home it was in front of, but there was a couple sitting outside of grandma's window, and they were talking to her from outside the building through the window. And here's my first thought. A lot of you, what would be your first thought upon seeing that image? Grandma's in a bed inside of a nursing home, and outside, let's say it's her son and daughter. Let's say son and daughter. What's the first thought that goes through your mind? A lot of people would say, "Oh, how tragic." A lot of people would say, "Oh, that's terrible. Oh, man, this must be so hard on the family." Here's the first thing that went through my head. Can that family outside make decisions for that mom or grandma inside, even though they can't get inside? Well, Bob, what do you mean? Are they still going to be able to make decisions for grandma? They can't go in to see her. They can't visit her. They can't decide. They don't know what's going on, except if they make a phone call and somebody tells them. And then they're not going to be able to talk to them unless somewhere they have documents that say they can find out about grandma's condition. That's the first thought that went through my head, because I've been saying for years and years and years and years, while nobody listens to me, because they don't think it's going to happen. Well, now the nightmare has happened. And that is, if you can't make decisions for yourself, who's going to make decisions for you? Who's making decisions for that person on the other side of the glass? Don't assume it's the two people sitting outside, because they may not have the ability to make decisions. They may never have been empowered to make decisions because the family never wanted to do it. They thought about it. They tried to decide if it was important enough or not. But, you know, there's money involved and there's time involved. And I wonder, of all the people in the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington, 37 people died. Do you know they can't even claim the body from the nursing home because they've been infected with a virus? Do you know that in some states they're refrigerated, they're keeping remains in refrigerated vans because funeral homes aren't equipped to take them, and the family can't claim them? Who can order an autopsy to find out what grandma died of? I'm not trying to be insensitive, folks. I'm trying to talk about what the world is really like, the world I've lived in for 30, 35 years that has now smacked us in the face. The coronavirus has attacked with full force and is forcing us now, if we're willing, to confront things we've never had to confront before. I can't find the article right now. I don't know what I did with it. I had an article about how hospital physicians. I'm not making this up. I just can't find the article. I don't know what I did with it. Are now having been confronted with, in their doctors in their 30s and 40s, having to be confronted with making wills and making trust because they're dealing with people who are so sick, they're afraid they're going to get it. And as you've been reading, healthcare workers are in fact dying. They didn't plan on this happening. They thought they had plenty of time. They were only in their 30s or 40s. So why would we need to do a will or a trust or powers of attorney? It's not going to happen to us. We're young. I wonder if the 37 deaths, the families of the 37 people who died in the nursing home in Kirkland, had the ability to make medical decisions for that person that they loved. Or did they completely lose control of the decision-making process at the end of life? I wonder if the other 147 nursing homes in the United States that have coronavirus cases in 27 states. I wonder if those families have the right to make medical decisions, end-of-life decisions for their family members that they can't even go visit. The assumption always was, well, you know, I'm the daughter, I'm the son, I'm going to go take care of mom who's in the nursing home, and when she dies, you know, or when we'll take care of it. We have a funeral home thing, and we have a prepaid funeral plan. Nobody ever thought about this. I thought about this. I've been thinking about this for 30 years. It's what my days are consumed with, is if you're not in charge, who's in charge? So 37 people died that I know of in Kirkland. And by the way, there's what, 100 people in the nursing home? So there's still 60-some people in the nursing home that can't see their families. Who's making medical decisions for them? Who's making end-of-life decisions for them? Who's going to handle their estates when they die? Are you now willing to confront that issue? I do trust and powers of attorney. I do them all the time. I know I'm not an attorney, but I told you I have a legal document assistant license, which means I'm allowed in California to prepare legal documents for you and your family, like trusts, wills, and powers of attorney. How many of you have been thinking about it for how long? Well, when are you going to do it? Are you going to wait for the next coronavirus to come along before you decide that it's really maybe time you should do this? I don't have the answer for you. You can be worried about your stock portfolio. I'm wondering about all the people in nursing homes in California that have no contact with their families because they're all locked down. What are there, 1,000 nursing homes in California? All of them are locked down. They're locked down, folks. You can't get in. All of the assisted living facilities in California, I don't know how many there are, boarding care facilities, they're all locked down. Families can't get in to see their loved ones. Are they going to be able to make the medical decisions necessary? Are they, when grandma's got coronavirus and she goes to the hospital, or your loved one goes to the hospital, you're not going to be allowed in the hospital room to visit them. Are you going to be able to make the medical decisions? Are you, and then after they're gone, are you going to be able to make the estate decisions, the estate planning decisions? Are you going to be empowered to do what you need to do? Or did you decide a long time ago that you always were going to have time? Well, time is up. It's a call to action. You can listen to what I'm saying and get on the phone and call me during the break or email me or do something. I can arrange a telephone conference. We can take care of what needs to be taken care of. Or you can just keep hoping that somehow you're gonna avoid all this. I can't remember the last number I looked at, how many people were affected by that were in hospitals right now that we knew. It's what, 60, 70,000 in the United States? Nobody's coming in contact with those people. Who's authorized to make decisions for them? I don't have an answer. Do you have an answer in your family? I don't care who did your documents. Do they say what they're supposed to say? Or did they just deal with mom's going to die at home at night surrounded by her family from a heart attack? How many of your documents really were prepared and thought through relative to this happening? Not many, but I've been talking about it for a long time because long-term care is the world that I live in. Nursing homes, assisted living, and the frail elderly are the world that I live in, and I am uniquely positioned to deal with this subject, not only from just an experiential sense, but a knowledge sense. If you've decided it's time that you need to deal with this, then get on the phone during the break and call me. 800-999-8007. Yes, in Sacramento, that's the number. 800-999-8007. You can stick your head in the sand. and pretend it's not happening, or you can be prepared. Because I'll guarantee you right now, there are tens of thousands of families in California that are not prepared for this. And they're not prepared to be able to make the hard decisions that they're going to have to make for their families. This is real, folks, and it's here. If you think you have time to put it off, you're on a fool's errand. 800-999-8007 or send me an email, bob@assetsandaging.com. bob@assetsandaging.com. Or call me, 800-999-8007. When I come back, we're going to talk some more about documents and how they relate to all of this. We'll talk about them in more detail, but during the break, give me a call, send me an email, get on my list, I'll call you back, and together we can make sure that you don't and your family doesn't become a victim. I'll be back in just a few minutes right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I hope you took the chance during the break to call my office or send me an email and get on my list for a telephone conference so that you are prepared for when this happens and you will be able to make decisions for someone, or you will be able to have someone be able to make decisions for you. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Continue with my discussion on the coronavirus and the frail elderly and seniors and its impact, unique impact on them. I want to read you something else. This is from March 26th, again, the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to read part of this. The title of this is Coronavirus Leaves Older Americans Cut Off. We have been trying to fill the void, in quotes. The pandemic is forcing millions of people age 65 and older to retreat from family, friends, and social activities, and that can take a toll. Every afternoon, I'm reading from this article, Wall Street, Claire Ansberry again. She writes great stuff in the Wall Street Journal. Okay? In fact, I think Claire Ansberry is the author of a book that I am reading right now. What's the title of her book? It's a great book, Elderhood. I believe that's Claire Ansberry also. But anyhow, and if this is the one I'm thinking of, she's a doctor. I'm just looking to see if it says in here, but I'm pretty sure that's who this is. Every afternoon, Larry Levine, 94, took the bus 2.5 miles from his senior care apartment to visit his wife of 70 years, Claire Levine, who has Alzheimer's. It might be Levine, I apologize. He usually brought flowers and stayed for dinner at the memory care community where she lives. His visits have stopped. 12 days ago, Mrs. Levine's residents banned all visitors to protect them from the new coronavirus sweeping the country. That same day, Mr. Levine's apartment building asked seniors to stay put for their own safety. "She's there and I'm here," he said. "She doesn't understand this virus. Why I don't come to see her. Why her children don't come to see her. The pandemic is forcing the nation's most vulnerable generations, 52 million adults age 65 and over, into an extreme retreat from the outside world, cutting them off from family, friends, social activities, and daily routines. Even active, independent, and otherwise healthy older people are being warned to seal themselves in their homes and apartments to stay out of public spaces. In the past few years, doctors and researchers, and Bob Scrivano, many times, have warned about the toll loneliness can take on mental and physical health, especially at an older age. I think I mentioned a study done in England 6 months ago, in which a smaller country than ours by far, in which on any given week, between 150 and 200,000 seniors had not physically seen another human being for a week. They might have talked to somebody on the phone, but they have not seen, physically been in contact with, another human being for at least a week. That was in England. Yet older Americans are more isolated now than any other group. I'm reading from the article. Frustrating many of them and worrying their families. What's particularly unnerving is the uncertainty about when they will see their loved ones in person again. That's a really good question, folks. I don't have the answer. An estimated 80% of the deaths reported in the U.S., which now have exceeded 800, and it's higher than that now, it's over 1,000, just since this article was written a couple days ago, have been in adults 65 years or older. And especially those who live in congregate settings, like nursing homes, assisted living, boarding cares, that kind of stuff. My point is what? We're more, today I just got off the phone. My wife and I got off the phone talking to some friends of ours who are our age. In the neighborhood, we live in a little neighborhood of 10 houses. Neighbors are checking on each other from a distance, but saying, are you okay? Are you okay? Okay. Because there's several families that are older, even older than I am. How you doing? How's everybody? You got food? By the way, please stop hoarding. Please, I'm begging you. Stop it. You're hurting people. We're not short of toilet paper. We're not short of food. We're not short of milk. We're creating false shortages because people are hoarding. Stop it. You're being selfish. That's my personal sermon for the day. My concern is, and it has been for years, is who's going to be empowered to make decisions for those people? Because we can't get in to see them anymore. If this happens in your family and you can't ever see mom again, let that sink in for a minute while I take a drink of water. Because I've been talking a lot this week, a lot of Facebook Lives, webinars about this issue. You're not going to hear anybody else talk about this, folks. You're going to hear about retirement plans and pensions in the stock market. I care about people because that's who I deal with, are people. I care about families who are struggling to do this. And people have put this stuff on the back burner. I can't tell you how long. How many people are going to deteriorate in assisted living now and are going to have to move to nursing homes? And nursing homes won't take them because you can't get into a nursing home now because they're all shut down. Unless you go into quarantine somewhere else for 2 weeks first. People can't, I had somebody in my office who hemmed and hawed and hemmed and hawed and hemmed and hawed about moving into assisted living. And they wanted to move into what I think is the best assisted living in town. Well, it's shut down now. They missed it by 3 days. They hemmed and hawed and hemmed and hawed, and now they can't get grandma in any place. And grandma has dementia because they waited. How many of you have been listening to this show for 20 years and always thought you had tomorrow? Guess what? You don't. So when are you going to take care of documents? I have another article here about how people now are rushing to go online and make wills and powers of attorney and trusts in face of the crisis. Don't do that. Don't go online. They're all useless. I don't know any competent person that would direct anybody to go online and do documents, except the online companies. It's just my opinion, folks, but I've seen a lot of online documents and they're useless. I don't care what personality they're from or who promoted it. Documents, I've said for years, documents are everything in my world, and documents now are literally everything. Because life is going to change around your family faster than you can imagine. And all of a sudden, that mom that you went to visit every day in assisted living, oh, hi, mom, how you doing? Oh, how was food? Oh, food's terrible. Everything's great. All of a sudden, you can't see mom anymore. Do you think mom's going to deteriorate, or do you think she's going to blossom? Do you think mom's now living in fear, or do you think mom's just happy as a clam? By the way, I've never understood that. I don't know that clams are happy. But that's okay. I don't have the answer for you, folks. I do know that what I've been preaching for 30 years, which is documents, 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 is more important than ever. I don't know how to say it in a better way. I really don't. And next week's show will probably be the same, only things will probably be a little worse by next week's show. I don't know, but that's just my guess. And people will still be listening to me who are going to put it off and put it off. Well, Bob, it's cost money. Yeah, I know. What's the cost of waiting? You know, for those of you that are my age, I don't know if they still make it. There used to be an oil filter called Fram. I don't know if Fram still makes oil filters. But the commercial was a guy showing a blown engine because they didn't change the oil filter. And the catch phrase, the money line, as they say, was pay me now or pay me later, which is you can buy an oil filter now and pay for the oil filter now, or you can wait and pay a lot more money down the road to get your engine rebuilt. This is the same thing. For those of you that have waited and waited and waited and waited, and you just think you got something online, you went to somebody that's now dead, you went to a hotel seminar, and somebody from Southern California did it, but it was only $400, and whatever it was, you got one online, and you thought you were okay. Well, you're not. You're not. My opinion, you can believe it or not, but those 37 people who died in the nursing home in Washington who was able to make decisions for them because they never got to see their families again. There are people dying right now in nursing homes in California, and their family can't go see them. Whether or not they have the virus or not, they can't go see them. Why? Because nursing homes are shut down, and you're not allowed in. You're not going to be able to say goodbye. So how are you going to make decisions for grandma who's in the hospital or the nursing home or the assisted living or the board and care if the documents you need to do that aren't in place? And I don't mean simply having them. I mean making sure they say what they need to say. And I'm not going into all of that right now. But trust me, if you don't have a decent trust, if you don't have a good pour-over will, or if you don't need a trust, if your estate's under $150,000, if you don't have a good will, and you don't have a good power of attorney, and you don't have a good advanced health care directive, and you don't have good HIPAA authorizations, nobody's talking to you. You're not going to be able to make decisions for the person on the other side of that wall. It's as simple as that. How are you going to get, mom's in assisted living. She was doing her own banking, but now she can't do her own banking. But you're not on the bank account. You don't have her power of attorney, so you can't go do her banking or deposit her checks because you can't get in the board and care or the assisted living to see her. Do you understand? Are you able to connect the dots with what I'm talking about? I'm trying not to add to the sense of panic, but I do want to add to the sense of urgency. This stuff is here. You can pretend that it doesn't exist, and you can pretend that everything you've done is just fine. Or you can say, maybe I ought to look at this with fresh eyes before it's too late. Maybe we better talk to you about this. Bob, would you talk to us about this? Yeah? Call me. We'll talk. Between fax machines and emails and DocuSigns and all the other stuff that's around, we can get it done. But you have to decide if it's now time. There's one more article I wanted to refer to. Why can't I find it now? Is this it? I'm reading again from an article from the Wall Street Journal. Federal regulators said they are aware of the pressures of nursing home employees. Right now, we have a lot of healthcare workers that are being quarantined. If you are a healthcare worker and you get this, who makes decisions for you? I don't know. Well, my husband can't. No. Not unless there's documents in place. If you get sick, if you go down, again, doctors are now all of a sudden getting involved in estate planning because they realize they could get sick and nobody will be able to make decisions for them or deal with their estates. I can't tell you how important it is. The events at St. Joseph's, which is the nursing home in New Jersey, where all 94 people are presumed to have had coronavirus. The events at St. Joseph's show how a coronavirus outbreak can spiral, rapidly knocking out a nursing home's workforce. The home run by the Little Servant Sisters of the Immaculate Conception since 1981 has long been a fixture in Woodbridge Township, a community of about 100,000 people just west of Staten Island. The home has a 5-star quality rating from Medicare with 4 stars for staffing. All that's gone out the window. Mayor John McCormick said he first learned of a half a dozen cases of COVID-19 at the nursing home on March 13th. Right away, everyone became alarmed. Too late. Too late. They should have been alarmed about this years ago, because this has been going on in a lesser degree for years. If your mom needs a nursing home tomorrow, do you realize there's no place you can put her? If your mom needs assisted living tomorrow, do you realize there's no place you can put her? And if you do need to put her, are you empowered to sign contracts? Are you empowered to place her? Are you empowered to pay her bills? Are you empowered to get her Social Security check or her pension check? I don't know. I just know that if documents were important a year ago, they're alarmingly important now. And you're talking to somebody who can do this. I've been doing it for a long time. I've had my LDA license since 04. 16 years I've been doing this. I'd like to think I'm fairly good at it and proficient at it. Nobody's an expert. Nobody's perfect. I don't care who you go to. But I'd like to think that my first thought always has been, when drafting documents, about preparing people for the issues of aging. It's nice to care about no probate. That's a good thing. We want to avoid probate if we can. That's a good thing. But right now, people are making a lot of decisions other than probate. I can tell you right now, out of a lot of this are going to come a lot of probates, because people never even got around to doing a will. The majority of people in the United States don't even have a will, let alone powers of attorney or a trust. So they're going to die intestate. They're going to die having no will. And the state's going to write one for them. The court is going to write one for them from the statutes. I don't know when it's a good time for you. I don't know. I don't have the answer for your family. And I would never presume to do it. But I can tell you, you're listening to The Solution. If you've decided it's now time to think about this, at least. I don't want you to think about it, unless you're really prepared to do something about it. To get off your you-know-what and actually take the steps and spend the money to do it. And I'm speaking a lot to men here, because men are the ones that have all the bravado. Their wives understand caregiving. Men are the ones who go, I'm big and tough and it's not going to happen to me. No, it's happening to your grandma. It's happening to your mom. It's happening to your dad. So if you're ready, if you're now off the fence, so to speak, then get a hold of me. You can call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can talk to me. If I'm not there, leave me a message with your phone number. I'll call you back and we'll arrange for a telephone consultation. If we have to go beyond that, we'll deal with those issues. Is it free? No. I'm not going to pretend. The consultation's free. But if you're serious about doing this, then it's going to cost you something, folks. If you go to the doctor, it's going to cost you something, because he's going to fix you. If you're ready to have this fixed, if you're ready to apply real solutions to real problems, not pie in the sky by and by, not because you read a book that says you can write it all out on a yellow pad, no, you can't. Then if you're ready to do that, then I'm ready to help. If you're not sure, call me and together we'll review. If you're really worried about this and it's, you know, now, then call me. We'll deal with it. I know that there's stuff going on. I know. I'm prepared to deal with that. I have anticipated this day. I'm ready to do this stuff. But you have to decide if it's important to you. I can't make that decision. All I can think about, and the next time you hear that someone has died in a nursing home, or someone has died in assisted living, or some old person is in the hospital because they have the virus, here's the first question I want you to ask yourself. Who's going to be able to make decisions for them? Who's going to be able to make the really hard life and death decisions? What if there was an experimental treatment available? Who would be entitled in your family to make the decisions for you to try that? I don't have the answer for you, but if you don't have the answer, then you should be calling me. If you don't have the answers to those kinds of questions, and no one's talked to you about this stuff before like I talked to you about this, then it's time. Only you can make a difference in you and your family's life. Parents, stop trying to protect your children. They're the ones that are going to have to make these decisions. You have to empower them to make them. No longer can you sit back and say, well, I don't want my daughter to know about my bank accounts. I don't want my daughter to do... Grow up. Who do you want to make decisions for you? A stranger? And children, please, we've long since passed the day when children, you can say, well, you know, Bob, it makes mom uncomfortable when we talk about this stuff. You know, I'd really like to get in to see you, Bob, and or talk to you on the phone, but, you know, you don't know my dad. Yeah, I know your dad. My dad was Sicilian. Are you kidding me? I know your dad. My grandma was Sicilian. I get it. But we no longer have the luxury of just waiting. Because time, this tsunami, is starting to overrun us. And when it overruns your family, who in your family is going to be ready and able to make the hard, really hard decisions that go with what's going on right now? So if you're ready to do that, I'm ready to talk to you. Don't wait. I know it's, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Call me. I'll get the message. I'll be on the phone to you tomorrow. You can contact me in two ways. I'm going to give you two ways you can call me. I mean, you can get a hold of me. I mean, one is my phone number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, and I will be taking calls on a first-come, first-served basis. 800-999-8007, or just wait at your own peril. It's up to you. I don't have any control over this. If you prefer online, you can go and email me. How do you email me? It's simple. Bob, that's simple, B-O-B, at assets, A-S-S, ETSANDAGING.com. Bob at assetsandaging.com. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. And all that information's right there. My phone number, you can contact me by email. You can ask for a telephone consultation. You can do all that kind of stuff. I have workshops in April. You're welcome to sign up for them. I don't know if I'll be able to hold them, but you're welcome to sign up for my two workshops in April. Actually, four workshops in April. I do two on alternating Wednesdays, one at 10:30 and one at 1. I don't know if I'll be able to hold those, right now you're more than welcome to sign up. 800-999-8007 or bob@assetsandaging.com. So grandma's sitting on the inside of the glass. She's in the assisted living. You can't get to her. You can't get in to see her. You can't make decisions for her. You're on the outside of the glass. What are you going to do? Grandma is in quarantine because she has pneumonia. You can't get to her. She's in a nursing home. They're locked down. She's sick. You can't get to her. How are you empowered to make decisions for your spouse, your mom, your dad, your grammy, your grampy? And are you sure? Just because you have documents doesn't mean they're going to do, depending on who did them, doesn't mean they're going to do what you need done. If you're ready to begin the process, call me, email me. If you're not sure, if you need a review, call me, email me, and together we'll walk down the road together and we'll try to come up with a solution that works for your family. But I can tell you one thing that won't work, and that is waiting until tomorrow, because you literally now may not have tomorrow. I've said that for years. You know, the window's open today, the window may not be open tomorrow. That's been kind of a saying. Now that's a reality. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Make sure you're prepared, your documents are ready, and you're ready for what's coming to your family and your neighborhood and your loved ones. 800-999-8007. Follow me on Facebook. Make sure you look to my Facebook Live videos every week. And right here next week in my newsletter, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.